Welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call for Monday, September 17th, 2012. Tonight's call, we'll be discussing trade shows, the benefits and reasons for doing shows to help grow your AMSOIL business. Several dealers in our team have done some shows recently and have had really great success. We'll be talking with them this evening. On tap is Andre Diachuk, Chuck Gutlaber, Brian Franbach, Ryan Black, and myself. Couple of things I wanted to bring up before we have a guest on tonight. We're going to talk, just say a few words about trade shows, what they are, and the various types of shows. But trade shows can be described as any event that an AMSOIL dealer would set up a display of products to entice new customers to buy or get registered with us and AMSOIL to purchase products. There are several types of shows that you could potentially set up to do, and I'm going to break them out into three different types. We're going to do small local shows. These could be car shows, bike shows, gun shows, local expos like a Living Green Expo or a home show that's just in a local area. These are usually lower cost. I've seen gun shows start at like $45, $50. You could set up at a car show event. Stuff like that. Some of them are free. I know several dealers on our team have done their local car show, and the fee for that is very minimal. So the next type of show is a regional show. This could be like a hunting and fishing expo, boat, RV shows, anything that would have a geographical area of, say, a couple of cities or within your own state. That would be that type of show. And then those shows are primarily people pay money, $5 or $10 to get into them. They walk around, look at the boats, look at the fishing equipment, what have you. And then they are just kind of looking around, looking for stuff. And then larger shows would be national and international shows. They target specific types of customers and groups. They could be something like a towing show, a fire truck a show that we've done in the past, racing type of shows, which would be the PRI and the SEMA show, the Farm Machinery Show, V-Twin Expo, Work Truck Show. These are all national, international. They have various state areas they would cover, whether they're the entire United States or international. They could have people from coming from different countries to these type of shows. So those types of shows, we'll talk about each one of those. Small shows are low cost. Smaller attendees, local, you get your name out there to build a local base. Those are great to use to find dealers and PCs mostly, as well as push your local ROTS account that's retail on the shelf. So if you're working a local show, you always want to tell people where they can get it locally. Obviously, they can get it from you, the dealer, but also if you have any local retail on the shelf or installer account, push those accounts to say, hey, look, you can get your oil changed at XYZ, or you can go buy AMSOIL down at the Napa Parts store and so forth. And that's a good way to help build that base, get the recognition out and so forth. You can also find some commercial and retail on-the-shelf accounts at these local shows because, you know, people that go to local events sometimes are business owners. So it's always good to ask, you know, hey, are you a business owner? Regional shows, you could, again, you're looking for customers. Most of those that are attend those, like RV and boat shows, would be PCs and potential dealers. Of course, again, some of the vendors at that show would also qualify to work with AMSOIL and yourself. And so like the fishing show that we did earlier this year, I signed up a couple of the vendors that were there purchase AMSOIL products. So that's another thing you always want to keep in mind. If you get to the show early, stay a little late, or if you get a chance to walk around while another dealer is watching your booth, get to visit with some of those guys and build up, potentially get them as customers. So large shows like the one that we just finished, which is the Tennessee Tow Show, they target specific customers. For instance, the towing show is going to go after tow truck operators and those that have those type of businesses. So you're going to focus mostly on commercial and retail on the shelf account type of customers. Lots of the qualified customers that are there are business owners. So you can have a larger ratio of success if you're interested in working with those types of customers, and it costs a little more for those types of shows, but you could easily pay for yourself over time. For instance, I think the show we did this weekend, $750, so you pay $500 to $1,000 for a booth, but if you register 20, 40, or even 100 accounts at a show, and let's say you get $2,000 a month in orders from those shows from all the customers that you registered, that would bring in $400 a month in commissions over time, which would easily justify the cost of the booth. So you'll want to take a look at those bigger shows to really expand your AMSL business fast if that's something you're interested in doing. When doing a show, this is the last thing before we get into talking to the dealers on the call tonight. When doing a show, your focus is to get customers registered to work with you and AMSOIL. As AMSOIL dealers, we don't have territories, but we have account protection. So getting a customer registered is the first step. Product sales is a secondary, and with smaller shows, selling products is okay. At larger shows, these folks are wanting to get set up to do business with AMSOIL and will be ordering later. First up, is we're going to talk to Andre. Recently, Andre and Chuck worked a large motorcycle rally in New Jersey and wanted to see about getting their thoughts on the show. Andre, are you there? Hello, Andre. Andre. Hello, Andre, you there? Okay, Chuck, are you there?
I'm here.
Chuck, okay. Chuck, real quick, I wanted to go over the show you guys did a couple weeks ago. What was the name of the show?
It was Wildwood, New Jersey, Roar to the Shore.
Roar to the Shore. And this is a motorcycle event, like a rally, kind of like what Sturgis or Daytona would be like. Is that correct?
Yeah, but not quite as big a scale. I mean, you know, it's probably five states coming there.
How many thousand people you say would be there? Maybe 100,000?
Yeah, I'm going to say a little under that. Maybe 50,000 people. So.
Okay, excellent. So okay, we'll get you next, Andre. We'll finish up with Chuck, and we'll go back to you.
Yeah, sure.
Chuck, did you how many days was the show?
It was a 4-day show. We got set up on Wednesday. We actually got down on Thursday morning. And we stayed Thursday all day till late, you know, probably 7 o'clock. Friday, same thing. Saturday, same thing. And then we could have stayed Sunday, but there was a pretty big storm coming in, so we actually closed up shop Saturday night and took off.
Okay, gotcha. I guess you had your booth set up. I know Andre had his motorcycle there. You had your bike and your truck there and everything. You guys, so you talked to probably a lot of people about AMSOIL. How was their perception? And a lot of people already using products from.
Yeah, we had a lot of people say, I use it already. I mean, my first question when they say, well, I use it already, I say, where do you get it? And you get in retail, wholesale. A lot of them are not quite sure what I mean at that point. Then I explain the wholesale program and go forward. And I've always, you know, both, like, I learned that from Andre. And what I usually say right away is, you know, do you have a business or, you know, that way you get around the whole $10 thing, you get a business, you sign an account, and you go from there. Hopefully it, you know, expands from there.
Gotcha. And your success over this, in those type of shows, a rally is going to be mostly people that are there having fun and so forth, and they probably might not be focused on AMSOIL or oil for their bike as much, but they all want to take good care of their bikes, and they might have other types of equipment too, so your potential to, you know, hey, do you have a car or a truck? Were you able to talk to people about their cars and stuff at that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, as soon as I got somebody's ear, I gave them a quick little bit of everything and kind of try to focus on what they had the most interest in, try to get their hot buttons going. And from there, you know, if they said, oh, I just like bikes and that's what I do, and that's what I went with. And they're either going to, you know, sign as a preferred customer or not. They want to spend too much time because there's a lot of people walking by, and the more time I figured I spent on one person is, you know, than 20 people I might have missed.
Gotcha. And how many customers did you get registered at this? You had some PCs, I know that, and a couple dealers or something? Or?
I think I got 9 or 10 PCs, and I got 11 retail and commercial accounts combined. However, after I got home and I put everybody in, I think I only got 6 actually registered. The other couple were, you know, home-based businesses where I couldn't get them all the way through. And so, I mean, one thing you got to focus on, you know, try to see what kind of business it is. Because, you know, when you get home, you get a little disappointed when you think you got 11 and all of a sudden you only got 6 or 7. But that's
so
one thing, you know, somebody might say, yeah, I got a business.
But yeah, so qualifying those guys is key there. And it actually asks on that form if they're a home-based business or not, you know, and that's a real important one.
Yeah, but I did notice some guys will kind of bend the truth. And they'll say, oh, yeah, I've been doing this, you know, I have my own business. And went back. I actually had one guy, I believe he sent me pictures of his business, but after looking his address online and Googling, I don't think it was actually his shop. I think he just kind of worked out of his own little garage at this point.
Yeah. Well, just definitely want to, you know, ask them several different times. You're like a police officer, you know. They're always, you get pulled over, they're always trying to trip you up and ask you the same thing 4 different ways to see if you're going to tell the truth or not. So that's definitely something to work on in the future.
Overall, I mean, I gave out 300 Amsoil magazines and signed some customers, and it was a good weekend. We got some rain, so we got to shut down a few times, but definitely was inspiring.
Good. Do you have plans to do more shows in the future?
Absolutely.
Good. Well, excellent. Well, congratulations, and I know the hard work starts now is when you're working with these new customers, getting on board, getting into the Amsoil account zone, and helping them place orders and answering questions. Definitely, you know, let them know that they work with Amsoil and you. You're their service and dealer. You're there to help them out in any way, and that's one of the keys long term. And if the dollar that you spent to do this show can potentially pay itself over and over and over again for years and years to come. So that's, you know, it's what you got to look at long term of this if you're working with these types of customers. So congratulations, Chuck, on that, on getting those customers. Andre.
Yep.
Are you there?
Pretty much. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. Pretty much Chuck covered all the events what we go through. I just want to acknowledge his involvement and just say he was very good what he was doing, talking to the people, very professional and showing good knowledge in the product. So I think he will do really, really well in this business.
Well, so good. You guys
show commitment
together.
What he has.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you guys keep working together, and then you get to help each other learn different things, you know, and so you've been to Amsoil University. You have a lot of things that you could bring to the table, and I know Chuck's been out probably selling things probably since, you know, a long, long time. So, you know, that's one of the beauties, and I have that actually at the bottom of my list to talk about before we close. Now, as far as shows, you've done a couple other shows, correct? You've done some other things?
Yep. Yes, pretty much at trying to do it even on a small show, just advocate the product. Even some show you have no response, no account, but people see your booth, see the product, because a lot of people don't even hear about Amsoil. And when you start to explain what Amsoil all about, what kind of company, and we actually first company who introduced synthetic to the public, they're really surprised. And it spiked the interest in the conversation. So eventually maybe it's going to give result even per se, not for me, but it's going to help other dealers, for example.
Helps everybody. And that's one of the things from like last week's call, using the advertising, it remains to be seen. It takes 5 to 10 times for people to see your business before they even acknowledge what it is. And so if you can hand them something, you know, Amsoil catalog, one of a pen that you might have your name on there, and say, oh, yeah, I remember Amsoil. I mean, I got this guy's pen. He might actually call you or whatever, but first time didn't register. So that's one of the benefits of doing like a show especially like a local show, and you can get in front of people over and over again to, you know, a lot of times the first time they don't want to buy from you, like a local car show. The next time they see you, they might ask a question. The third time they might, you know, well, how can I work with you? And then by the fourth time they see you, they actually want to place an order. So some of these shows you got to do over and over again for them to, for that to register. So congratulations, Andre and Chuck. You know, keep up the good work and keep learning to how to grow your business and, you know, doing shows and so forth. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Next up, we're going to have Brian, Ryan, and myself. We just finished the Tennessee Toe Show, and I consider this as far as the larger type shows. This would be a smaller, larger show. It's really a regional event, but we did have people from as far away as New York, and I think I talked to one guy from Seattle. So it is a show that is regional, but it was a larger, smaller, large show is what I want to call it. And I believe our total out of that show was 38 registered accounts. And of course we talked with hundreds of prospective AMSL customers. Brian, are you there?
I sure am.
Brian. Well, congratulations on doing this show with us. I know you've done several smaller shows. How did this type of show compare, a taller, a bigger, event like that?
Well, first I want to make sure you did say Brian, right?
I said Brian, yeah, with a B, sorry.
Okay.
Very
all
close
right.
to
Got
Ryan,
me.
But yeah, Brian.
Okay. Yeah, I have been doing smaller shows, and this one was absolutely a delight. The smaller shows, it just sometimes it can feel like the days are just creeping by, and it just feel like you're not getting a whole lot of interest. But this one here, man, everybody knows me, knows that I like to eat, and I barely got any time to eat. That tells you how busy I was.
Well, excellent. Well, this was only a two-day show. How do you feel that your time and money was spent? Do you feel like it was worth this extra expense that we had to pay to go to Chattanooga, set up the event the day before, and then, you know, 2 days of show, and you know, there was some expense. We had a hotel expense and all that stuff. So how do you feel about that?
I think it's all well worth it. I mean, that was a tremendous turnout for me, and I feel like well worth it, well worth the extra expense to go to a bigger show.
Okay. And I know we've got some customers registered. Do you want to tell us how many you got personally registered at the show?
I finished that two-day show with 23. I got 9 on the very first day. And then I've got 14 on the second day on that Saturday there. And I would like to mention to everybody, just kind of because it was comical and neat to see it, the very first day on Friday, Michael he had somebody registered within 14 minutes of the show opening. And then on Saturday, I registered the first one within 18 minutes of the show opening. So that just tells you what kind of pace we were at. It was awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah, and we had like the first day it wasn't overly packed, but it was steady. We had somebody to talk to like pretty much the whole day. We didn't get a big lag time. And the second day, of course, was busier because it was a Saturday, and then we closed up Saturday night. So, do you plan to do more shows like these bigger shows like this?
I sure do. I really think that the extra expense will way, way, way pay for itself. I mean, the lead, not only did I get more than I get at other shows, but they're way more qualified. I was talking to people that were genuinely interested and then also had the say-so or the, you know, they had enough clout with the company to actually make the decision. So rather than get tangled up with somebody says, oh, it's my boss or, oh, you need to talk to this guy. I was talking to the person I needed to talk to. And some of them were female. That's another thing. Just be advised when you go to these things that there are female business owners and stuff out there too. So definitely don't overlook them, even though we're at a toe show and you might think that it's, you know, predominantly male, which it is. But don't forget there are some women out there too.
Yeah. And how do you feel about working with the commercial and retail on the shelf accounts? I know we've had a couple of training calls talking about that and the account direct and why working with these types of accounts right off the bat. But, you know, how do you feel about working with commercial retail accounts?
Well, I'm very comfortable working with them.
Okay. All right, start over. You feel comfortable working with commercial accounts? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. I feel comfortable working with the commercial accounts. I feel like it's going to give you a better chance to get to sell more product quicker, kind of get you up and running, get you established, making some money with the business. So, yes, I feel comfortable with them. And I think it's one of those things, some dealers may be a little nervous, a little apprehensive about going out and talking to a business owner. But just, I know it kind of sounds crazy, but just do it. Just roll your sleeves up and just go talk. I mean, it's not like the people are going to punch you in the face or anything. Just talk to them, and you'll learn as you get along and get better, and it just comes easier.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, thanks, Brian, for helping us out in that, and I appreciate you coming to work, and it was a pleasure to work with you, and you did a great job on your first show. I could tell you were pretty confident with the AMSL products you've studied and everything like that, and I know you've talked to people about purchase on our products and working up to the account direct. You felt very comfortable working with those types of accounts, and I think you did a great job, so congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Ryan, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Ryan. Going to get a couple of your thoughts on your show. You only worked the one day with us, which was Saturday, and you live in Chattanooga, so you didn't have far to go, and your hotel expense was not too awful bad, but tell us a little overview. I don't know if you've done shows in the past. Have you done any shows in the past?
No, that was my first trade show.
So this is your first trade show, and you went in right at the big time. You just said, I'm going to step right up at the big time. So congratulations for doing that. You are a T1 certified dealer, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a little bit of knowledge about the products and the business and stuff like that. And how do you feel that your time was spent on that Saturday? Did you get a lot out of that?
Well, that really was a fantastic show, and it was my first trade show, and I learned a lot from you, and Brian Frambach was very helpful also. It was definitely a learning experience. I'm very familiar with the AMSL products. The part that I was trying to fill in between was how to go from greeting the customer, hey, how you doing, to talking to them about the product, and that's something that you guys really helped me with, and it's not very difficult. You just kind of have to have a bit of an conversation outline, I guess you would say, that kind of intros you from the greeting to talking about the AMSL products. And once I kind of got familiar with how that flow went, the trade show I think really went very well. And I ended up with 8 signed-up accounts, 7 commercial accounts, and 1 retail account, which I think was fantastic.
Excellent. Well, you did a great job for your first show, and the experience of working with other dealers. You know, it's just, if you were to do a show by yourself, you know, most people that you see at any kind of show, trade show, whatever, they've got their little lounge chairs or sitting back, and well, I didn't register any cut. Nobody talked to me, you know, and we didn't have any lounge chairs, did we there, Ryan?
That is, sitting is not something that we really did. Brian was definitely right on that. I'm a big-time lover of food myself, and that just didn't happen. We were so busy, we literally did nothing but talk to people from 9 till about 4 that afternoon.
Yeah, and
so
sit at the
we
front
were
of the booth.
Exactly.
Sit at the front of the booth, talking to people, getting them registered, thanking them, looking forward to doing business with them, moving on to the next customer, when that's pretty much what we did all day. So that you feel like you'd like to do some shows in the future, or you know, is this something you'd like to tackle?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, for the amount of money that you invest, the fact that it's basically putting customers right in front of you that could be genuinely interested in doing business with you. The one thing that I noticed from the people that we talked to was, you know, after talking to them for just a couple minutes, you could notice that they were genuinely receptive to what we had to say and explaining to them how they can save some money with AMSOIL products. And I really don't know any other way that you could get that many potential customers in front of you that actually have a little bit of an interest in, you know, in understanding how they can save money with AMSOIL products.
Yeah, excellent. That's true. That's exactly true. So, well, congratulations. I appreciate you coming out and helping us with the show. I think you did a great job. And now the hard part, the fun part begins. You get to work with these new customers, and they get to build a relationship with them, and you will have success for years to come on these few customers. I've done it in the past, and I've got some now that I've had for 5 or 6 years that buy products on a regular basis. The untold commissions made from that is just really hard to calculate. So that's really one of the beauties of working these types of businesses. So congratulations, Ryan, and thanks for your help.
Thanks for you and Brian letting me join you.
You're welcome. A couple things before we end the call. I just want to say dealers that are serious about working their business should consider doing some shows. What we talked about tonight, spending the type of money and so forth, is not something to take lightly. I wouldn't suggest anybody go out there and spend $1,500 on a show that has never done one before. This is something that's a learning process. So start off small so you learn what to say and do. Build your booth presence over time. You know, add products onto your booth, displays, banners. And as your business grows, as your team grows, you'll find dealers that are interested in helping you work these shows. And that's one of the beauties here. Today, all of us dealers were in the Sparks team that worked on the show, and it really benefited all of us together. They got to learn and do, and we had a good time. So that's another one of the benefits of doing shows is you get to keep each other company. You get to help each other overcome their fears and questions. You get to help with strengths and learn from each other's strengths. For instance, if one person is a better diesel person and you're better at filtration, you can help each other learn more about those products at the show while you're registering customers. So that's one of the other beauties of doing shows with dealers in your team. If you don't have a dealer in your team and you're wanting to do shows, it is acceptable to work with somebody that is outside your team. You know, maybe a dealer that's in your area that's interested. It might not be an even organization, you know, if that's what it takes to get started. There might be dealers in the Bell team or also in my team, the Sparks team, that are in your area that could help you out, do shows, get started, and then as your business grows, then you could go off by yourself and whatnot. So that's something to consider. We are planning more shows in the future. If you're interested in doing shows or working with the Sparks team, please send me an email. I'm always looking. It could be a little bit of a travel, or, you know, there might be a show that's in your own backyard, and I might be able to come help it. We'll just have to play that one by ear. But if I know you're interested in doing shows, I would be glad to discuss, you know, the potential and help you get started and all that stuff. So it was a great call tonight. Appreciate everybody that was on the line. I appreciate everybody that's working hard on their AMSOIL business. I hope this helps everybody build their AMSOIL business as far as they want to take it. So with that, everybody, have a good night, and happy selling AMSOIL. Good night.
And, before everybody go, I just want to hello? Michael?
Yep, good night.
Hello?
Hello.
Michael?
Good night, all.